freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Mud Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
By now, today is April the 15th, Friday the 15th, and a lot of things come due on the 15th, Dave, and there's an announcement we have to make. We are doing our last show here today, friends. It's been a lot of fun. Actually, we've enjoyed it. I don't have any bad feelings or regrets. I'm glad that we were able to help the network and do what we could, but as you know, things are being shuffled around. And that's partly due to keep things going and to keep growing and stuff like that. Remember I said just last Monday, change is the only thing that's constant. And, obviously, we're going to go through some changes here. And Dave and I, I've been happy to do the show. And, you know, Dave, this will be our last time together on the air here at RBN today on the 15th when taxes are due, of course, and all kinds of crazy things happen, right? I think it's Bob Tuscan's birthday, too. But anyhow, yeah. Dave, your feelings, your thoughts, some things that you have to say. This is the last show we'll be doing here on RBN, and, your retrospective perspective. How's that sound?
Well, happy birthday to Bob, and it's the real April Fool's Day, for whatever that's worth. Kind of funny how it all lines up. Hey, we've got lots of other projects and lots of better things to be doing, and we'll be moving on to that, and you will be hearing from us again in some other venue and some other platform at some point in time. Hopefully, it will be a whole lot more effective than what we've been able to do here, and kind of looking forward to the future. There's plenty of need for people out there to be speaking the truth, and we certainly enjoyed working with the staff at RBN. Thank you, Sam and Dan and Mike and all of you. It's been a real pleasure working with you guys, and really had a great time with the audience that we have here. We've had so many great callers and good discussions, and we love y'all. Stay in touch with me, David@CrucialNonsense.com. Don't be strangers. Like to hear from y'all, and that's really probably about it. There's plenty enough other things we want to talk about today, since it is the last hurrah.
Yeah, it is. And of course, we do appreciate you guys as an audience, of course, and everything going on at the network here. And again, our thanks to Sam and to Dan and to Mike, our producers. And of course, John gave us an opportunity back when we were offered this slot. We wanted to help the network. You know, that was what we came here for, and we were glad to be able to do that. It was always an honor and a privilege. We've enjoyed it. You folks have been wonderful. I think you're a great audience. Dave was saying, we are going to be moving on to some things. And I have to just kind of tell you what happened with me. About 2 weeks ago, last Sunday, as I recall, I kind of had this weird feeling. You know, I thought, we've really got to do something with the show, because we didn't really know what was going on at that time. And we were saying, Dave and I were talking about this. We're saying we've either got to get up a website and put up archives and YouTubes and start getting really good guests and reaching a bigger audience than what we're reaching right now for all the time we're putting into this. Or, you know, maybe what we need to do is, I was thinking at that time, you know, maybe what we need to do is move on to something that we can get more focused on. Because, you know, even though it's fun to do the show, we're volunteers. It's in the middle of the day. You know, I've done, friends, I've been in, you know, internet radio since at least 2008 when Tuscan and I were kind of hooked up a long, long time ago. It's been 8 years for me. And I got to be honest with you, I've worked in broadcasting most of my life. I think what I would like to do is if I ever take another radio job, it'll have to be 10,000s of listeners and there'll have to be money involved. You know, it's just too hard to try to stay on top of things and do a good show unless you're, you know, you're really putting the time that you can put into it that's necessary. So it's not that we have regrets or, but you know, the thing is we need to move on. And Dave and I are going to focus on some new projects. I will be glad to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that I'm doing right now, which are much more intense. And, sometimes this stuff is too intense for a lot of people on, even on, in networks like our own, simply because it's gonna get down to the nitty gritty here. And that's what we're facing in your life today. We may not be able to restore the Republic. We're gonna try, of course, and I still believe in that. We should get it the best we can. You may not be able to restore the Republic, but you don't wanna lose your soul, friends. You don't wanna lose your soul. And that's where I'm going. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to talk about my work in studies with the Antichrist and the Beast. I will give you the information. I actually did 2 hours with Clint on his show, and man, we had a great response to that. I have a free Bible study that I will send out. So get your pen and paper, and I'll tell you how to get it. You just drop me a line, and I'll send it to you free, PDF. But I'm headed into some things that are that I want to get more involved in. And to be real honest with you, when I found out our show was canceled, I was relieved. I was thinking, you know, this is the right thing. It really is for me. I need to move on into some other stuff. And the network, we've covered some space here and helped out a little bit. I'm glad to do that. It's always good to have you, friends. I will be around in places and you'll know, oh, I remember that guy. You know, he was on the RBN a long time ago. You know, and Dave. Dave and I are continuing to work together. We're looking into getting into films and books and things like that. Of course, most of you know I have a documentary out there, HIV equals AIDS, Factor Fraud. It was released almost 20 years ago. I'm pretty certain it has, on a conservative, very conservative estimation, Dave, at least 2 million viewers by now, and it's probably closer to 5 to 10 because I've sent discs all over and people have been duplicating them in places like India, and all over, and they watch a lot of films in India. And you know, I mean, it's gotten out there. And so I want to focus my attention on doing very, very fine work for big audiences if I can. And that takes some time, and you don't get them out one. You know, I mean, I've been waiting on doing some stuff for a long time with this study that I have right now on the Beast of Revelation. And I will tell you who the Beast is if you want to know, the real thing, the real story. And, but, you know, then if you know, I'm gonna warn you, you're marked. Because even though you may not realize this is true, your enemy does. Okay? And you're gonna be in trouble. So, you know, tune out if you like. But, this is where I need to go. I mean, I need to get into this because this is the big mission. You know, a lot of people can hold up signs and shout at the enemy locomotive coming through town and throw rocks at it. But I have to get down the road with the explosives to take out the bridge, Jack. Okay, I've got things to do. I'm dealing with the biggest criminal in all of human history here, and I'm going to rip his mask off. So I've got some things to do here. You know what I mean? And I'm kind of glad, actually, that things have worked out this way because, you know, things are covered. I'm glad we didn't have to leave our situation in our post, Dave, and that we're covered here and we can kind of move on with stuff. And I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm actually kind of glad and relieved that, we were able to be on the network for a little while, talk to folks, get to know people, and at the same time, we're able to kind of move on, too. What do you think?
Oh, I've had a blast, Steve. I've enjoyed doing the show with you quite a bit, even though I've had to be in two places at once most days, and that has definitely been a chore and a real mental and physical drain because I've got primary responsibilities that occur at this particular time slot that get a little bit on the neglected side to be able to do this. So it all works out for the best. Now that way somebody that is doing this 100% full time without distraction can get on here and talk about that. We've got our work cut out for us though, trying to salvage what is. People talk about a revolution. Well, we had that a long time ago, you know, probably over 100 years ago. Our government's been overthrown. It's been stolen by scammers and criminals and fraudsters, and we need to get it back. You know, restoration is, what's in order here, or resurrection is, you put it earlier there, Steve.
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly. And the system is biased towards, gun battles in the streets and all that. And we are not going to be able to stand toe-to-toe with these people. They have too many guns and too many bullets, enough ammunition to kill each and every one of us several times over. So if we try to fight the battle they want us to, we're going to lose. So we keep doing what we're doing, educating people, talking, getting other people to talk out. And you folks out there in the audience, sitting here listening to this, you're as much a part of this as we are. You need to get out there and start talking to your friends and coordinate things in your neighborhoods and get ready, you know, for what's going on. And I want to say hello to Cap over there in the chat room. Yeah, hey, you know, we're not, you know, gone. We're just not going to be here in this time slot anymore. Like I said, David@crucialnonsense.com is my email address. Steve's given his out. Stay in touch with us. I'd like to hear from everybody because I really enjoyed the time with you. But as I was saying, we have a big crisis coming. The world is on fire, and this is not going to go away. It's only going to keep getting worse, and it's going to come to the point where there is some kind of confrontation, and it may be, you know, sometime this year or the election stuff. It's a tinderbox, and they're playing with matches, and it's going to start exploding anytime soon. And we got to be prepared to be able to fight back and to protect ourselves, but we got to do it smarter. You know, we can't go at that toe-to-toe. Like I said, we need to, you know, adopt asymmetric principles, you know, guerrilla warfare kind of stuff. Hey, I hate that we even have to think about this kind of stuff, but it is the reality that we live in. Hey, this area that we live in here, which is the United States now, used to be under King George. We've already seen a revolution. It wasn't in our lifetime, but here we are. We're going to live through this one. And I certainly hope that everybody keeps their head about them and thinks very carefully about what they do. Take that box that they want to keep us in, just crush it up, throw it away, and start coming up with new solutions, out-of-the-box stuff, to throw them off balance, stuff that they will not expect. Because there is enough of us, and if we start doing stuff that they don't expect and are not trained for, we can win this.
Yes, we can, and or at least hold our ground. You know, last year at this time, I was out in Philadelphia at the Free Your Mind Conference, and I was able to give a very good talk there on the subject matter that I'm dealing with right now. If you go to Steve Starr's Free Your Mind Conference, just Google that, Steve Starr's Free Your Mind Conference, you'll be able to hear my talk there. It's done very well. I was actually surprised because most of those people were not really the kind of audience that would play into my information. They were not, let's put it this way, they were free your mind people. You know, they weren't the kind of folks that would be listening to what I have to say and taking it all in like you would in some of these prophecy seminars and places like that that I would go. But they were very nice people and very good, and I got a chance to talk to them. But, you know, I'm thinking about the third chapter of Revelation where the angel speaks to the church in Philadelphia saying, "These things saith he that is holy and true, that he hath the key of David, and he shutteth, and no man openeth, and shutteth, and no man, or he shutteth, and no man opens, and no man shuts." You know, we have an open door of communications, and we gotta keep that going on here, friends. And, that's what he's talking about here, this door of information that we're getting out all over the world, and what we're talking about on the internet. We're under a tremendous amount of pressure with TPP and all these other things coming in to try to shut down free speech. You're seeing it everywhere. You know, he speaks to this church and he says, "I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength." You have a little strength, okay? We've got to get a little strength here. "And it has kept my word and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and know that I have loved thee. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of temptation, which has come upon all the world to try them and dwell them of those that dwell upon the earth." Okay. So I think it's very important, just like what you were saying a minute ago, Dave. I see the United States a little bit like the Church of Philadelphia. Okay. That's where we started, Philadelphia, 1776, you know. And I was out there this time last year, as you might know. And I know that Philadelphia's got a lot of evil spirits and stuff like that, and a lot of Ben Franklin crazy stuff and everything. But I still believe that if we keep the word of his patience, we can be kept from some of the things that are getting ready to happen all over the earth. But it's not going to be easy, and we're up against a confrontation. So, I see us as the Church of Philadelphia. I use that as my text and as my meaning to stand up and to resist what we see coming in, this cashless society, this international banking cartel, all of these people who are bringing in the ways and means of controlling you. And when they have the cashless society, friends, you will be under tyranny, because everything you're going to be doing is going to be watched, monitored, controlled, and delegated by the government. You're not going to have any freedom left. And we've been talking about that quite a bit. A lot of people have. But point is simply this, that, you know, you have to pay attention. You have to be willing to stand up. It's not a useless fight. If we have a little strength, we can be kept from the hour of temptation, which I'm going to talk about is coming upon the whole world. And this is getting ready to happen. So it's just as well probably that we are backing off now from what we've been doing, which is covering a lot of these news events, and we try to stay on top of those, Dave. But we are, we're bringing you into a position of getting ready for some of the big events that are starting to happen, and you're going to see these things coming very quickly here. There's going to be some big events, and this is not the apocalypse yet, friends. It's still a ways off. It's not going to happen tomorrow, next month, next year, or something like that. It's still a ways off. But you're going to start seeing some very, very big events starting to happen, much, much bigger than anything we've seen before. And it's time to get ready and to try to hold on to your freedom, your republic, and keep this door of communications open. Right, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, hold on to your soul, because that is the one thing that the government and the tyranny and all the bankers and criminals can't take away from you unless you let them. And it's not worth it, because, you know, we've got so much more ahead of us. But while we're here, we need to save as many lives as we can.
That's right. And we can, if we have a little strength, we can be kept from the hour of temptation that's coming upon the whole world, because it's going to try everybody. There's going to be a lot of big events beginning to happen. And I still believe that, you know, if we, you know, we stand together. I mean, we stand in faith, we stand on righteousness, we stand on, you know, what we believe on are these truths to hold, that we hold to be self-evident, you know, and human rights. You know, I think we can get the country back at least to the point that we can live here and possibly get through some of these things. It's the only hope we got right now, because it's going to get worse, friends, and I'm going to be talking about that in a little bit. They are going to demand your soul to for the privilege of buying and selling down the road. That's where this is going. Okay, you got to get real about it. I mean, you're not going anywhere. You're not flying away, friends. You're going to be here for it. So I'm really excited to some extent about getting a little bit more time now to focus on the main message I have. I'm going to tell you who the Beast of Revelation is if you want to know. Probably don't. Just tune out on this, because there's all kinds of stuff on the internet you can watch for that's mostly bug, and it's not going to help you. But I will tell you what's going on here if you want to know. You may not. It's not a nice story. As a matter of fact, they didn't invite me back to free your mind. I think, and I told him, I said, listen, if I come back, I will fail you if I don't play the heavy and get serious about this stuff. Because, if you, don't comprehend what's gonna happen here, the fact is, you're gonna be deceived. And people are gonna be dumbing down much faster than you can even possibly imagine. You look at these, what I would call them, political retards out there in the street protesting and throwing rocks and shouting the F word to everybody in the Trump rallies right now. You're going to see more of this. People are going to dumb down around you like you've never seen before. And it's not all, friends, it's not all, you know, fluoride and things like that in the water. It's just human nature. When people start to turn dark, they start to turn very dark. And that's what's going on. Dave, you know, any more comments?
Well, we need to stay focused on the root cause of it, stay on target, not get off down these rabbit holes talking about ridiculous stuff, you know, on stuff right. We're not going to agree on, you know, the divide and conquer, poison the well kind of stuff, you know, stuff like, you know, nukes at the World Trade Center site, which is absolutely ridiculous. I'm a scientist too, and I understand that stuff and know that that's just nonsense. And it doesn't matter, because all we need to take from that is that we have been lied to. egregiously lied to about that and everything else, you know, for this agenda to be able to take over the world and enslave us all to debt and tyranny and all that stuff. That needs to go away. We need to start working in our communities and organizing each other, because we are not an island unto ourselves. We are only going to survive this with one another, period. Love one another, because we're all we've got. We're all we're going to take with us. All of this other stuff, before it's all said and done, good, bad, or ugly, it's all going to burn.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, we've got Fred waiting, good old Fred from Iowa, and I don't want to keep him through the break. Let's get him on real quick here, Dave, and maybe hold him on through the break into the last segment. Fred, how are you doing, man? Let's see if we can.
The first 15 minutes, I'm going to miss both of you, but Steve, I'm really going to miss you. And I've been trying for 2 years, 3 months and 11 days to get out to what you may say later on in the program, but I've caught all kinds of flack, and you've been the only person that is really pressed. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, we'll hold you, everybody. Yeah, thanks, Fred. Yeah, we appreciate you too, bud. Stay with us. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that the National Park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hey, welcome back to Lightspeed, everybody. And Steve and Dave here on our final show today. And of course, we've got Fred. Fred, we're going to miss you too, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Don't give your address out right now because I can't, chew gum and walk. But, Steve, I want to know how to get a hold of you, your Gmail address and your website and all that. I may make sure you repeat it. But as you know, and if you will recall, I had three objectives that I've tried to get out from the very beginning. And when I went on RBN, I thought I'd found the perfect place. You know, I didn't never talked on radio and had this kind of venue where I could get to thousands of people instead of witnessing to one and two. And my three objectives and three goals were to name the first beast of Revelation and the second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast. The second one was don't join the military. I pretty well got that one out, and there's a consensus of opinion. And the third one is exposing the New Age agenda. That was the three things. And 2 years, 3 months, and 11 days, I feel guilty because I haven't accomplished very much. And as Dave said, you know, we've got to love each other, and that means it's difficult, but even your enemies. But people of the faith, we've got to help and love them and support them. And as you, I've heard me say before, I've named them all, but what you're trying to do in the future, I hope, I wish and hope and pray you the most success. And if I can be in, of any help and a little bit financially, I would be joyful to do it. I guess that covers it for me, but later on, give your Gmail address and everything so I can stay in contact with you. Okay?
I sure will, Fred. As a matter of fact, you sent me a note, and I sent one back to you. I have you in my SteveStarsRadio@gmail.com list right there, and I will send you out my my PDF study on that. And by the way, friends, I don't put your name on a mailing list. This is just between us, and I don't follow up unless you want to write back with me or something like that. We'll talk. But I will send this information out, and I'll also send the link with it that shows you what we're dealing with here, and you can watch this presentation and you can start to see it. And I'm hoping that you will catch it and understand it. You know, the neat thing about Dave was I talked to Dave about this, and he says, makes sense. You know what I mean? One of the first people that I've actually been able to talk to and kind of put it all together and said, you know, I told him, said, Dave, you don't have to believe what I say. I don't want you to believe what I say. I want you to look at the information that I have and come to your own conclusion. It's just like anything else. I don't want you to trust just me. I want you to trust what you know, so you know what I'm talking about. And I'll send this out to you, Fred. And Dave, you know, of course, we've been working on this. There's other things coming. We're going to be working on possibly some books, films. We may be back in doing some kind of a radio thing down the road. But like I said, it's all good. You know, I mean, this gives us more time to focus. I'm working on something very big, have been for many years. And again, you know, this is what we do, right?
It's all good. Well, God bless you, Fred. Hey, thanks for being a loyal listener and all that. And you can get to me, David@crucialnonsense.com. And, you know, Steve's got that information, too. Stay in touch. We'll do what we can. We're going to try to live the way the Savior taught us to, because those lessons will save us so much pain and anguish in our lives. It's not even funny. It's not, you know, just about salvation. It's about improving our lives in the here and now. And it makes a big, huge difference.
Yes, it sure does. We got Susie in Arkansas, but we're going to wait until we get after this break because it won't give her a chance too much. And then I do kind of want to talk about this a little bit. I'm going to go into the details to some extent. I did it on Clint's show. We had a very good response. I think I sent out seven of those Bible studies, which went very well. And I want to finish up with that a little bit. And then, of course, Dave will talk about some of the things he's doing as well. And, you know, again, this is our last show, but we're glad to have had the time. And, you know, you never know. I mean, you always just keep things open, keep working with people. You know, it's just Just do what you can when you can. I've always said that. We'll be right back to do more right after the break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Friday the 15th of April, and it's tax day. This is our last broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, and we've got a few calls here. I want to get through them pretty quick here, so when I bring you up, friends, you know, just a couple words if you can, and let's move along. We've got three calls, and I want to take plenty of time to talk about what we're going to be talking about and where we're going at the end of this. So let's get to Susie in Arkansas real quick, Dave. Susie, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Susie.
I was just so appalled when I heard that word final.
Yeah, well, a lot of us kind of were, but, you know, things change. And, you know, in a way, I really feel like it's good. It's the right thing. It's going to work for the network, and it's going to work for us. And you know, I'm going to be sorry to not be around to talk to you folks like we usually do. But, you know, it's things are going to move ahead, and we're going to all do better, I think.
Yeah, I just started listening to you when you were filling in for Bob Tuscan at first or something.
Yeah, done a lot of that.
And then we got sucked into this.
Yeah.
So anyway, you've been just great. What's this about the Beast of Revelation? Are you going to tell us before you leave, or is that something?
Yeah. I'm going to try to if we get enough time, and I'll give you the my email address, and I'll send you out the Bible study and a link to the talk that I did at Free Your Mind that'll explain a lot of this to you. And so my email address, just send me a hello, Susie, stevestarsradio@gmail.com, and I'll send you out a PDF of the study, and maybe we'll go from there. How's that sound?
Well, I'm not online, but I will send you a note.
Okay.
You know, that way. And if it's posted on, do you have a website?
Well, you can see the talk that I did at Free Your Mind Conference if you go to Steve Starrs Free
Radio.
Your Mind. Yeah, just Google Steve Starrs Free Your Mind, and it'll come up, and you'll see me. And I kind of lost the wrong mic at the end, but it's a good little talk there, and it went
okay.
Real well. And I will send out the study that goes with this, because a lot of people will hear my talk, but they won't really bother to take time. And some folks like to really dig, and I've got that information there, too. So,
great.
Yeah, all righty. I sure appreciate it, Susie. We've got to get on
Thank
to Joe
you.
Real quick here.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Joe in Indiana. How you doing, Joe?
Steve and Dave, I really appreciate, you know, it's kind of a shocker. Today I actually was done work a little early. I had traveled a little bit, and I was listening. I just tuned in your show, and you said it's your last show, and I feel really sad because I've been listening to you since you were on in the evenings with Bob Tuscan, and I've always enjoyed your take on the news, and you just have one of those radio voices that I really appreciate. But I wanted to call in and say, you know, I'm going to miss you, but, you know, you and Dave both have provided personal service. You know, like Dave once was talking about Windows 10 once, and my wife was almost on the verge of pushing that button on the computer, and we didn't do it. And I'm so glad
that didn't happen.
So I appreciate Dave. He's educated me a little bit more about computers. And I told the kids, don't you dare push that tab, because that little icon is on the bottom, you know, when you boot up. You could push on Windows 10 anytime, but you know, I enjoy the both you guys, and I know you'll be around, and I'm looking forward, you know, it's just sad to hear you go, that's all. And but you both are very successful people. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about you, and you'll turn up in another place. You're both at that. I admire the fact that you could do what you do on a daily basis. It's got to be a lot of time. I couldn't do it. I mean, with the commitments I have, to just do it on a volunteer basis. The hours that you guys put in, it's very admirable, and I really wanted to make sure I thanked you for that.
Hey, it's our pleasure, Joe. It's good to have people like you out there, and we do it for you. That's why, that's what keeps us going, right, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Joe, thanks for the kind words there. And mark down my email, david@crucialnonsense.com. If you got computer problems, hey, you know, I might not be able to get to it right away, but I'll definitely be as helpful as I can. Glad I saved you the Windows 10 thing, because, man, that is a nightmare for everybody. Thanks for the call there, Joe. Stay safe, bro.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you, too. Bye.
Thanks, Joe. We've got time for one more. Fred in California, which we missed the other day. Fred, how you doing? Got a word or two?
Yes, I got a word or two. I want to say goodbye to both of you guys. It's not the first time I've done this to you and Dave, but you're going to be around again. So all I can say, I was sitting here, is the only thing I can do to add quality to your show is to let everybody know this. You gave a special yesterday or day before on buying gold and silver.
Right.
Well, for all those people that have been doing it over the years, you want to pay attention to April 19th. That's in less than a week from now. The Chinese have announced that they're starting their own clearinghouse, the Chinese Interbank Payment System. Together, they're going to start the Shanghai Gold Exchange. So that's very important. So the ramifications to the dollar are going to be very profound if this is, in fact, going to happen.
Right. You know, I have heard that from some other sources as well, Fred. We tried to get you on during the gold show, and we ran out of time and everything like that. But
yeah,
thanks for bringing that up, man. Because, yeah, let's look at the 19th, the Chinese gold exchange market opening up, which means there might be an actual legitimate market for gold out there. You know, not this phony one that's shorted way down low, and there's virtually no gold for sale. So, yeah, we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, the heat's turning up on the debt market. This last week, the Deutsche Bank just made an announcement that gold and silver has been manipulated for about 20 years, especially here in the United States. The two guilty parties in this is the Federal Reserve Bank together with the Treasury. So it sounds like something's coming to a head here. And together with the Panama documents, I think we're going to see some developments this month. But I want to end this by saying, gosh, love both of you guys for what you do, and I hope to hear both of you again. And my best to Fred in Iowa. Take care, bye bye.
Fred in California, Fred in Iowa, hey, appreciate it. You guys are very good. You know, we got some great listeners. I wish we had a lot more time to just talk to a lot of the people that we've had a good time talking with over the years here, and we're just for the time. Well, it's been years, actually, off and on. So, but Dave, you know, we got things going on. We got some things coming up, but I know you're working on some stuff right now. You're constantly doing some things. Real quickly, what are you doing, and what are you looking forward
to? Absolutely. It's definitely going to be busy. Hey, I've got my own radio station here that transmits worldwide. So I've got an outlet in which I can talk to people and wake people up and inject truth all over the world without borders, without internet connections, without bills or anything. And I'm going to go back to that. I want to remind everybody, Field Day is the last full weekend of June. Find out in your local area where your hams are at and get to know them. And actually find out the people that are going to be able to talk during a disaster. You know, I had intended to do several more shows about amateur radio and data security and all that stuff, but we didn't find out until after the show yesterday that we weren't going to be around anymore. So, you know, that's the rug being yanked out from underneath of us on that one. But, hey, we're going to still be doing projects. We'll still be putting little podcasts together and stuff like that. We are not going away. The venues are just changing, and hopefully we're going to be reaching a much wider audience out there. So God bless you all. I really appreciate all the kind words, you know, from all you folks. We've got a great bunch of listeners out here, and we appreciate all of you. So, you know, y'all stay safe and do what you can in your neighborhoods. You know, fight back, because we are all in this together.
Right on, Dave. Very good. Yeah, we do appreciate everybody. Okay, I'm going to get to what I was going to talk about, friends. I'm going to talk to you about the Beast of Revelation, okay, and I'm going to show you what's going on, all right? Now, as I say this, you may not realize what I'm telling you is some important information, but I'm going to promise you something. Your enemy knows exactly what I'm telling you is important, and you're going to be marked if you listen to this. You may want to turn it off now. Because what I'm getting ready to do is open up some stuff that you need to see and you need to understand, because it's time. In 2 Thessalonians, the Bible tells us that in the end times, the man of sin will be revealed. Will be revealed, okay? I'm going to tell you this. He's been hiding in plain sight all along. You know, it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt, you know, and of course, there's a pagan holiday for you, Easter, right? But it's like, you know, you're telling the kids that there's a gold egg out there. And they're wandering around looking for it everywhere, you know what I mean? And the gold egg is actually sitting on top of the sprinkler, and it's right in plain sight. They don't see it. You know, they're picking up old bottle caps and, you know, aluminum foil, everything like that. It's kind of funny to watch them, because they're walking right by it. This thing is so open and evident in plain sight that you can't see it. Isn't it amazing how God hides things in plain sight and you can't see them? And it's right there in the scriptures, and it's not
because... Yeah.
It's not because I say so. I'm going to give you the information that's going to show you that the Bible shows you exactly who the beast of Revelation is. Now, I'm going to use an illustration for a moment about computers, because everybody's aware of computers, and everybody's aware of computer viruses. Viruses are bad programming. That's essentially what they are. They cause problems. They're things that cause the machinery and the system, the logic and everything to malfunction. Well, you know, you're a little bit like a computer. We're all like computers. We're infected with a virus. It's bad programming. It's in your hard drive. It's in your soul, okay? It doesn't work right. You're actually born with it. It's a birth defect. But, you know, I mean, it shows up sooner or later. Some people, you know, give a lot of time to it. Other people just basically, avoid it whenever they can. But it's called sin. And it's in everything, and it gets into everything, and it's there. It's been here in this whole system for a long, long, long time, okay? This thing called sin, this virus called sin, is going to be removed from your hard drive if you want it removed. But you're going to have to load the new software to get it out. Now, the company sent out a lot of protocol software, you know, earlier, you know, prototype stuff in the Old Testament. It worked for a little while, but it wasn't the full solution. In the New Testament, you had "it is finished," the final thing, the new software. You need to load that up, because if you don't have it, friends, what's going to happen is you're going to come back. You're coming back. No one is going to die. If you're listening to me right now, you are never going to die. In Adam, all men die. In Christ, everybody, good and evil, are going to resurrect. Everyone. Everyone is coming back. This is one of the reasons why they didn't want me at the Free Your Mind conference, because I'm not talking about reincarnation, friends. I'm talking about resurrection.
Yeah.
You know, you're coming back. Now, if you come back with that old software still operating in this new system, you're going to have to be thrown in the fire, because you'll contaminate everything else. You will die in your sins, and it will be better for you if you were never born. All right? This is heavy stuff. I told you I'm going to get heavy with it. If you die in your sins, you do not get this thing taken out and removed from your hard drive. If your hard drive is put into a new body, which is immortal, your new body is going to be immortal. You know, death has never been a problem for the human race, friends. Never. Really. The tree of life was right there in the Garden of Eden, but God would not let them touch it, because if he had, they would have lived on in this decayed, decrepit situation, and there would have been no remedy. So God allowed death to come on the human race out of mercy, so he could fix us, so he could eradicate this virus called sin. All right, he wants to get it out of your life. He wants to get it out of your hard drive. He wants to give you a safeguard and put you into a whole new immortal body that is 100 times better than the one you got. He will never die. But if you come back in that immortal body, and you've got this same old virus operating in the hard drive, you've got a serious problem. A serious problem. You can't deal with this creature. It's just like as if you took somebody like Joseph Stalin, okay, and you gave him an immortal body, but you didn't change his nature at all right? What would happen with something like that, all right? This is what you're getting ready to see, okay? This is what the beast is all about. The beast has lived before. He's been around before. In the Old Testament, there was a guy by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes. He was the king of Syria. He defiled the temple in 167 B.C. to 164 B.C. He's often referred to as the beast of the Old Testament, because he was a prototype or like the beast of the Old Testament. Remember I said he's hidden in plain sight? What people have not figured out about this is that the beast of the Old Testament is also the beast of the New Testament. It's the same guy. It's the same guy. Well, I don't believe that. Well, let me just show you a few things. Revelation, we talked about this, chapter 17. Remember, it says that the angel is speaking to John, and he's saying, "I will tell you the mystery of the beast. The beast that you saw was," meaning in the past, "is not right now, yet shall ascend from the bottomless pit. And all the world shall wonder when they see the beast that was in the past, is not right now, and yet is. There are seven kings." Now here's your context. Past, present, future. Five are in the past, are fallen. One is currently, right now. One is yet to come, in the future. The beast that you saw that was and is not, and yet is, even he is the eighth. Okay, he's talking about the same guy. This person is coming back from the bottomless pit with an immortal body and a tainted soul. And he, my friends, is the firstborn of the damned. This is what you're going to get a good chance to see. And believe it or not, our good friends, I say friends in quotations, our good friends the Jews, are building their temple so the same guy who defiled it in 167 BC can come back and do the same thing again to them. That's what's going on here. It's the same guy. It's the same dude. And I'll show you that from the book of Daniel. There is a, if you look at the book of Daniel, you look at the 11th chapter, there is a chronological series of events from the time of Alexander the Great through the kings of Persia. And then in verse 21, chapter 11, you see Antiochus Epiphanes. Now, he also harmonizes with the 8th chapter of Daniel, which is also about the beast of the Old Testament, Antiochus Epiphanes. Chapter 8 is not about the New Testament, friends, or the beast of Revelation. It's about the Old Testament beast. Now, here's the word. The word that is used for abomination, Jesus says in his discourse on the Olivet mountain about the end times, he said this. He said, when you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and in parentheses in both in both Mark and I believe also in Matthew where you'll find it, it says, let him who readeth understand. Meaning there's some homework involved here. Let him who readeth understand. Jesus is talking about the abomination of desolation. Now, most people know this is when, if you study these things, this is when the beast of Revelation will set up an image of himself in the inner court of the temple and command all the world to worship him. That's the beast, the Antichrist, if you like, from Revelation. Okay, now Antiochus Epiphanes did something very similar, but it was called the transgression, a different word. That word is peshah in the Hebrew. The word shekutz for abomination is only used in context of the end times in the book of Daniel. There is a time gap in that prophecy, and a lot of people get confused because it starts out with Alexander the Great, it talks about Antiochus Epiphanes, and ends up talking about the beast, and they can't figure out, well, where is it? And most people read all the way to verse 35, they've read too far. Between the verse 28 and 29, there's a huge amount of time. It says that the appointed time, this is what he's talking about. This is the message that Jesus has given you about the abomination of desolation. This is the message. At the appointed time, he shall return and invade the south again. It's Antiochus Epiphanes, friends. The beast is hidden in plain sight. It's the same guy. This is the Oy Vey Deja Vu movement, you know, for those people who are in Judaism. Hey, we'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned. One more segment on Lightspeed.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Final segment of Lightspeed here, Dave, and we're going to have some time for goodbyes, but I want to finish this up real quickly, friends. Now, if you want to understand this Bible study, if you want me to explain this to you, and you want me to send you the whole thing out, you can write me at stevestarsradio@gmail.com, and I will send you out the PDF and the link to my talk there at Free Your Mind. The beast of the Old Testament is also the beast of the New Testament, friends. Now, many Jewish people are going to start waking up to this before too long, because there's going to be resistance. They're going to start realizing, oy vey, what are they doing? You know, they're setting this thing up. The whole, I would be really honest with you and say that I think some of the people at the top of the elite know this already. They've known it for many years. It's the same guy. He's just like I said. He's just like an evil leader from the past coming back with an immortal body. That's why you can't kill him. You can't send him to hell. He has to be taken to the lake of fire. He is the firstborn of the damned. Okay, that's what he is, and he wants to take you with him. All right, got it? You see what you're up against here? You may lose your head, but don't lose your soul. You know what I'm saying? This is what's coming in, friends. They're getting ready for the cashless society. It's not going to happen tomorrow. I don't want to get you too freaked out, but they're going to be taking away your cash and every means of transcript or anything like that that you're going to be using if you let them. We've got to fight these things. They're going to be taking over the world. You can see 666 on almost virtually every barcode product that's out there. This thing is coming down. You know, we're not going to fly away. You know, we're not going to go to other planets, friends. This is going to finish up right here on Earth the way it was said it was going to be many, many years ago. This guy's coming back with a resurrected body. He is Brand X, and he's going to be a demonstration to the world. That's the whole point of the thing, to show you what the man of sin is all about, to reveal him. This is what happens when you get that new body with the old hard drive. It's that simple. The old virus-infected hard drive. If you don't get your soul cleansed, friends, if you die in your sins, you're going to come back, and it's going to be better for you never to have been born. And I don't play around with this, as you can see. I've got just minutes left here on this show, and we've been glad to do it. But, Dave, this is the point. Now, if you want that Bible study, go to stevestarsradio@gmail.com, and I will send it out to you for free. I want to pray for all of you, you know, and believe that you'll be safe, because this is some pretty dangerous information. Our Jewish friends need to be woken up. They are going to be escaping from this area. Jesus talked about it. When you see this thing, flee the area, because there's trouble coming. It's going to be a long ways off still, friends. There's a lot of very big events that are starting to kick off right now. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But it's time that the beast was revealed, and this is what I'm doing now. This is where I'm going. Now you can see why I've got plenty to do, plenty to do. Rip the mask off the world's most notorious evil criminal of all time. This guy's been foretold for many years. Dave, it's been good. We want to thank our good buddies there. Again, Dan and Mike and Sam and all the guys that have been working behind the scenes, and it's been really great to be on the network. And this is our last show, of course, friends, but we will be back doing all kinds of things, because you can see we're just getting started.
Absolutely. Just getting warmed up, as is the evil out there. So, stay aware. make up your own mind. Think for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. There's a lot of people out there with their own agendas to make money and power and all that, masquerading as patriots and everything else. That's why you got to use your own discernment to get through this stuff. We'll be praying for you guys. We certainly appreciate all the kind words. It really has been a special time here, and we've enjoyed every last minute of it. So I guess that's all we've got.
Yeah.
We came, we spoke, we left. Stay safe and stay free.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth.
Final show of this week's health special, and we'll be talking about a number of different things, from vaccines to eating junk food to the discussion of these viruses that we're told to fear, the SARS virus and beyond. I have a lot to get to. We'll also keep the phone lines open for your contribution to this health week. So any health related comments, questions, or statements, we'll keep open lines for the entire show, 800-313-9443. That's toll free at 800-913-9433. Did I get the numbers wrong, Mr. Producer, just now? 313. No, I did. It's 800-313-9443. I said it wrong the first time. You didn't hear me? Anyways, so we'll get right into it. But first, I want to mention a few non-health related stories in this.